Our theme tonight is Alibaba Says Open Sesame. As you know, I think the Alibaba IPO is going to be a bell that rings and shifts a lot of thinking about what's going on in the world, particularly in the United States, because we tend to be somewhat isolated here. We still don't. It's not like when you sit in Hong Kong and you read the news from all over the world. We tend to be much more domestic focused. Alibaba's on the roadshow and is getting ready to proceed with a IPO, $24 billion. It's going to be the largest IPO to date ever in the world. It's valuing the company at $155 billion. That puts it approximately the size of Amazon and about twice the size of eBay. The second largest IPO, or the largest to date until Alibaba's IPO goes forward, was the Agricultural Bank of China at $22 billion, the recent Facebook one was $16 billion. Remember, as I said last week, Alibaba has 276 active members as of June 30. That's larger than the adult population in the United States. China has 600 million internet users, and it's growing fast, particularly with smartphones. I put up a speech that Jack Ma did with Charlie Rose, an interview he did with Charlie Rose, as well as a link to a speech he did several years ago at Stanford. And I thought they're worth your time. I can't tell you that the stock is necessarily going to be a good investment. There are a lot of issues. And of course, IPOs, you can always end up coming out high and going much lower afterwards. It's remarkable if you go look at the list of IPOs, the differential in prices within a year of where they came to market. So beware and be careful. But I do think that the vision that Ma is presenting is a very different picture of the world than U.S. leadership presents. It's much more value-based. What he says is shareholders come third, customers come first, employees come second. And the reason employees come before shareholders is when times get tough, it's your employees who stick around and fight to keep you together, and the shareholders run off at the first sign of trouble, and he's right. The second thing he says is entrepreneurship is a pathway to create successful people and family income that helps families be successful, and that his dream is to help create jobs and help create small business, and to do so in a way that addresses and solves the problems that we face, including environmental. China's facing very serious environmental problems and pollution. This is music to the ear of leadership in the BRIC nations in China. If you're the Chinese leadership, your number one problem is creating jobs and, in fact, growing exports in the face of the U.S.-China rebalancing. So Ma's efforts and companies like Alibaba align with what you need. And it should be in line with the other BRIC political leaders. They need an entrepreneurship engine. They need small business. They need to grow up new businesses. To the U.S., this model is very decentralized and pro-small business, and it conflicts with the model here to date. Ma very rightly points out Alibaba could never have happened in the United States because the United States has been about aggregating and squeezing mainstream's revenues and income into corporations and corporate franchises. Now, what's interesting is the new model just underway that I'll be talking about later in the Salary Report. Young people are being encouraged to start new businesses on a digital platform that fit nicely. So it's going to be interesting to see as the U.S. starts promoting young people doing startups and as crowdfunding goes forward, how that's going to fit with G7's policies to date. We see the SEC announcing that they're going to make crowdfunding regulations a priority this year. Just in a recent announcement from the CFTC that they're aligning one of their holds on the crowdfunding regulations. More on that I'll post on the blog tomorrow or Monday. But historically, we've seen in the Western world, we've seen a giant sucking sound of the central systems trying to harvest every dime of equity and debt capital and flatten Main Street in the process. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're ready to reseed small business with a new generation, as long as they're operating on a digital platform, which clearly the NSA and their contractors firmly control. But as Alibaba, as this IPO sort of rings the bell, it's going to signal a very different decentralized model coming westward. And it's going to be interesting to see how the West reacts. Certainly one of the reactions is that as the global online market grows bigger than the US and the EU market combined, it's accelerating the pressure for closer European and US ties for the European US deal transatlantic agreement, because they're facing the combined growth of economic power in the Asian markets, and it's the logical strategic move.